This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Qudwatina wa Qaidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa arzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila wa arzuqna ijtinaba. Alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa zidna 'ilma. Akhrijna min dhulumati al-wahmi wa akrimna bi nuri al-fahm. Wa anam 'alaina ya 'azim. Rabbi shrah li sadri yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Amma ba'd. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Once again, it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us to be from among those who are his guests, the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the house of Allah azza wa jal, seeking knowledge and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learning the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah that is a guidance to mankind and guidance to people. And here we are with the hadith number 16 from the 40 ahadith of Imam al-Nawwi, the selected ahadith by Imam al-Nawwi that inshallah can be beneficial for all of us to learn. And I do suggest that every single brother and sister who are listening to us to memorize those ahadith so you could have a portion of the ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith of Don't Get Angry. It's been narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Anna rajulan qala lin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Awsini. Qala la taghdab. Faraddada miraran. Qala la taghdab. Rawahu al-Bukhari. Narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That a man came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, awsini. Recommend something to me. Give me an advice and recommend something to me. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him an advice by saying, لا تغضب, don't get angry. لا تغضب, don't get angry. And the narrator Abu Huraira says, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam repeated it a few times, saying, لا تغضب, don't get angry, don't get angry. And it's been narrated that this man that came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was Abu Darda, in which he came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he told him, O Prophet of Allah, tell me of an action that I'll do that will make me enter the paradise. Alayhi salatu wasalam told him, La taghdab wa lakal jannah, don't get angry and the paradise is for you. Don't get angry and the paradise is for you. It's also been narrated by Jariyah Ibn Qudama, who came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he said, O Prophet of Allah, advise me and make it short. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he said, La taghdab, don't get angry. And alayhi salatu wasalam repeated it a few times. Another narration, the man said, O Prophet of Allah, awsini, give me an advice. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, don't get angry. And then he said, O Prophet of Allah, give me an advice. So sallallahu alayhi wasalam told him, don't get angry. And then the third time he told him, O Prophet of Allah, give me an advice. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the third time he told him, don't get angry. Don't get angry. Just a simple advice coming from our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Don't get angry. How simple and short the advice is, but by Allah it has a great significance and has great meaning from behind it to perfect the iman of those believers and mu'mineen. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent into this world and it was sent by Allah azza wa jal with the mission and the concept of بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent to perfect and complete the noble manners. I was sent to complete and to perfect the noble manners, makarim al-akhlaq. So in other words, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, main task in this world is to perfect and to complete and to fix and maintain people's manners and characters. To fix people from the inside and to fix people from the outside. To fix people from the inside by putting the right belief in the hearts of people. For people to have the correct belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah azza wa jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala almighty, and Allah azza wa jal is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest with His great attributes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has unlimited attributes. And Allah azza wa jal does not resemble His creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above our imagination. Alayhi salatu wassalam came to people to replace that wrong concept of belief that people had in the worship of idols or in the worship of creation or in the worship of stars or in the worship of the moon or in the worship of the sun or in the worship of any of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to take out that corrupt belief and replace it with the proper belief. And sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not stop there. Alayhi salatu wassalam did not just come to clean people's hearts and minds, but alayhi salatu wassalam came to clean people's characters. Alayhi salatu wassalam came to perfect people's characters. Alayhi salatu wassalam came to clean people from the inside and the outside. Alayhi salatu wassalam came to fix the relationship between the creation and their creator and the creation and the rest of the human beings. For that, alayhi salatu wassalam will emphasize on the topic of manners and morals more than any other topic. Alayhi salatu wassalam will speak about the importance of manners and morals and ethics more than any other topic. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum will listen to the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam and learn from the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam and implement what they learned from him. So this hadith itself, a man comes hungry. A man comes hungry for knowledge, hungry for an advice. And he tells the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, give me an advice, advise me, recommend something to me. I want to enter the paradise. Give me something that will make me enter the paradise. So sallallahu alayhi wasalam did not tell him, go and open the books of Aqidah, or open the books of Fiqh, or open the books of Seerah, and become a scholar, enter the paradise. Nor that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told him, go and fight in the path of Allah, and that's it. But alayhi salatu wasalam gave him a center point for people to understand the importance of manners in Islam and how important manners comes in Islam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, La taghdab. Don't get angry. Don't get angry. Another hadith, La taghdab wa laka al jannah. Don't get angry. Don't get angry and misbehave and have the rudeness from behind anger and you'll enter the paradise. What's behind that? Get angry. What's anger? We all understand what's anger because anger is a nature that Allah had created in every human being. Even in the animals that have anger, it's a nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put in His creation, especially the human being. We get angry from things that we dislike. We get angry from things when it doesn't go our way. We get angry from things when things turn on us. We get angry from things when we see things are not the right thing. So we get angry. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam advises us not to get angry. Why? Because of the consequences of anger, not the anger itself. So alayhi salatu wasalam's advice coming here, not because of not getting angry, because of the anger itself, but alayhi salatu wasalam, he is warning from the consequences that come behind anger. Because when people get angry, they lose their balance. And when people lose their balance, they lose their mind. And when they lose their mind, they start doing improper things and doing evil instead of doing what's right. And that's why you realize people, when they get angry, they start swearing, they start abusing, they start assaulting, they start hitting, they start doing all the improper action. That's why sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned this companion and he warns the rest of his nation not to get angry. Not to get angry for the sake of not falling into the bad consequences and the evil consequences that follow of anger. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, alayhi salatu wasallam, he says in the other hadith, that the strong and the tough man, the strong and the tough man, the one that knows how to wrestle, is not the man that knows how to put people down, but is the one that grabs his anger. Is the one that grabs his anger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers in the Quran al-Kareem, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah Almighty, He says, and those who donate their wealth, those who donate their wealth in the open and in the secret, and those who grab their anger, and those who grab their anger and don't retaliate, and those who forgive and have pardon on others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the muhsineen. And Allah azza wa jal loves the good doers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do the ihsan. So as a part of a Muslim character, as part of a Muslim believer, we should always emphasize on the topic of manners and always emphasize on the topic of morals more than anything else. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the closest ones to me in the hereafter. The closest ones to me in the hereafter. He did not say those who pray most, those who fast most, those who have knowledge more, those who do this more. Alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, the closest to me in the hereafter are those with good manners. Are those with good manners. Those with a good character. Those with a good behavior. Those who know how to deal with others. And when you talk about manners, manners is dealing with others. Manners is strictly dealing with others. Manners to yourself, that's between you and yourself. Manners is behaving towards others, respecting others, not disrespecting others, humbling yourself to others, speaking properly to others, giving people their status and value, and treating people the way they should be treated, or treating people the way you like to be treated. This is the manners of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did not find anything more heavier in the scale in the hereafter than the fear of Allah taqwa. Than the fear of Allah taqwa. And what's taqwa once again is to keep away from the haram. Taqwa does not mean doing the worship. Taqwa doesn't mean praying to Allah or fasting to Allah or attending the house of Allah or seeking knowledge, and that's it. But taqwa means keeping away from the haram, keeping away from what Allah Azza wa Jal had forbidden. Alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, I did not see anything more heavier on the scale in the hereafter than the fear of Allah, taqwa Allah, wa husnul khuluq, and the noble manners. And this advice from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us the importance of manners, which ghadab, getting angry, is the opposite of having noble manners. Getting angry is the opposite of having noble manners, and getting angry leads to evil. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the anger is from the shaitan. Anger is from the shaitan. And the shaitan is created from flame. And whoever gets angry, then let them perform wudu. So anger is from the shaitan. And when someone gets angry, had opened the gates and doors to the shaitan to come in, and for the shaitan to take over his balanced mind that just lost it after being angry. Because when you get angry, your balance, you lose your balance. So who comes and takes over? The shaitan. Before that, you had your iman balancing your mind. But when you allowed your anger to come in, you've allowed the shaitan to come in and override your balance and made the shaitan lead you to evil. And for that, you always see when people get angry, they most of the times go into the wrong path. Whether they use their tongue for the wrong path, or their hands for the wrong path, or anything in their life for the wrong path. For that, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, don't get angry. Don't get angry, don't get angry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise those who do not get, Allah azza wa jalla praise those who grab the anger. Also sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the best of actions is the husnul khuluq, huwa alla taghdab in istata'at. The best of action is the noble manners, and then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the noble manners as not to get angry when you can. Not to get angry when you can. This is the nobleman. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the husn al-khuluq that he always calls for is not to get angry. And a lot of the times people get angry for the wrong thing. Now anger in many times is evil. But in sometimes it's good and praised. To get angry for what Allah Azza wa Jal is angry from, this is something praised. To get angry when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is disobeyed, this is something praised. To get angry when the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not implemented, this is something praised. But to get angry for your desires, or to get angry for the haram, or to get angry for the dunya, this is something evil, and this is something that a mu'min should not follow. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to get angry. But his anger used to only come for the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His anger used to be only for the deen of Allah azza wa jal. His anger was only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or beside that, sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not get angry even if someone abuses him, even if someone assaults him. A man will come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and drag him. Grabs his shirt and drags him and tells, Oh Muhammad, you are not just. Be just and fair. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiles and he says, that man says, Oh Muhammad, give me what Allah had given you. So alayhi salatu wasalam tells the companions, give him what Allah azza wa jalla had given us. Alayhi salatu wasalam did not let his anger override his balance, which is the iman. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not let his anger control him and make a judgment over the anger. I've heard one of the stories of one of the companions that he was chasing one of the non-believers on the battlefield to kill him. So that non-believer turned around and spared him. So that companion left him. He left him. So one of the other companions saw that scene and he said, "But Allah, what did you do so? You were nearly to kill him. What did you leave him after he spat?" He said, "I was chasing him to kill him for the sake of Allah. But after he turned around and spat in my face, I wanted to kill him for my sake, so I left him." For subhanAllah, anger sometimes, anger leads to evil. If it's not the anger for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and if it's not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the evil will come into it. And sometimes we might think that we're pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal for being angry in one place, but it's disobeying Allah. I was very disappointed by one brother who came up to me, he's a father coming up to me, complaining about his son. And he's saying, mashallah, his son is very religious, he's got a very long beard, and he's got a mashallah, he prays, and he goes to the mosque, but he always swears at his father. Under the name of getting angry for the sake of Allah when his father does something wrong. SubhanAllah, we can't mix our anger for our desires, thinking our anger is for Allah Azza wa Jal. And we can't do haram to get the halal. If your father is doing something wrong, that does not allow you to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal by disrespecting him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the Quran al-Kareem, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِحْهُمَا. And if your parents order you to disobey me or associate another Lord with me, that's a worse ma'siyah that someone can ask from someone. That's a worse evil someone can ask from someone, is to leave Islam and associate another Lord with Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not obey them, but be friendly to them. Be friendly to them. This father's complaining to me saying that my son screams at me and sometimes swears at me because, for example, I shave my beard. Or, for example, I listen to music. SubhanAllah. What kind of a da'wah is that? What kind of an attitude is that? What kind of Islam is that? What kind of da'wah did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam come with? You disrespect your parents and you abuse your parents under the name of Islam to please Allah Azza wa Jal. But Allah, you lack more deen than anyone else. This is not the way that we treat others, and this is not the way that we call others. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the example of not being angry, when alayhi salatu wa sallam opened Mecca, and he had the full control over the people of Mecca, and he had the full control of retaliating against those who fought against him and persecuted him and the companions and even killed some of the believers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the people of Mecca, what do you think I'll do with you? So they said, anta akhun kareem ibn akhin kareem, you're a generous man, the son of a generous man. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, la tathriba alaykum al-yawm, antum al-talaqa, God, there is no harm on you, you are the free people today. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam freed them. He freed who? Those who fought against him. Those who punished him. Those who persecuted him and the companions. Those who put a massive rock at the top of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Those who killed Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Those who burned some of the companions. Those who tortured other companions. And those who abused the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. At the end sallallahu alayhi wasallam was from among those who Allah azza wa jal said, wal kadhimin al ghaidha wal afina anil nas. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin, and those who grab their anger and forgive others and forgive people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the best of doers. Allah azza wa jalla loves the best of doers. My brothers and sisters, Islam is not just appearance. Islam is not just ibadah, but Islam is morals and akhlaq. Islam is manners. Is manners more than anything else? One of the scholars said, by Allah, I'd rather be with a well-mannered man and no ibadah than someone with a ibadah and no manners. This is some of the saying of the scholars. We're not saying their saying is an authentic or their saying is a source to us. But manners comes before anything. And our da'wah to people is manners. Our da'wah to people is manners. People get attracted to our deen with our akhlaq, with our morals, with our ethics, with our mu'amalat to others, not with our ibadah or appearance. People get attracted to our akhlaq, and that's what made others get attracted to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When alayhi salatu wa sallam forgave, and he told those non-believers of Mecca, اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء, after he had the full power, and after he had the full authority to retaliate, and chop their heads and kill them, the half of them became believers. A lot of them became into Islam. A lot of them turned to Islam. And some of them were the greatest of enemies against Islam. And they turned to Islam because of the action of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, don't get angry. Do not let your anger override you. And don't use your anger for the sake of Allah when it's done for the sake of the shaitan. And unfortunately we do this, see this, especially from among youngsters who have some of the enthusiasm and hamas, who mix their anger for the shaitan, thinking that are doing it for Allah's sake. Like this incident I'm talking about, who are someone, mashallah, thinks that he is very religious, abuses his father under the name of the deen of Islam. That's not Islam, and Islam and the Prophet and the whole Muslims are innocent from such an action to be done by someone like this. This is not Islam, but Islam teaches us better than this. Islam is about akhlaq and respecting others. And Islam is about manners and being good to others. And Islam is about giving people their respect and giving people their status and respecting people at their levels. This is Islam, and this is the pure teachings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the Quran and the Sunnah. This is the Quran and the Sunnah. This is the Quran and the Sunnah that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions fought for. This is the Quran and the Sunnah that the Tabi'een fought for. And this is the Quran and the Sunnah that the righteous believers and the mu'mineen and the muttaqeen had been fighting to the day of judgment. Is to enforce the noble manners that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had came to people calling them for. For Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says in this hadith, la taghdab, la taghdab, la taghdab. Don't get angry, don't get angry, don't get angry. And the sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from his great teachings, alayhi salatu wasalam even taught us that if someone gets angry, what to do. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says that whoever grabs his anger of a believer that grabs their anger, and he has the power, he has the strength to let the anger out. And someone, he's got the full strength to apply the anger. Like the Prophet ﷺ had the authority and the strength to kill those who had been fighting against him. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, مَنْ كَذَمَ غَيْظًا وَهُوَ يَسْتَطِيعَ يَنْفُذَ. Whoever grabbed their anger and kept the anger inside them when they had the ability to do so. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, da'ahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah ala ru'us al-khala'iqi hatta yukhayyirahu fi ayyil hurisha. Allah will call him in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him in front of all the creation of Allah in the hereafter. And Allah azza wa jalla will give him the choice to choose whatever hur'in he wants. Whatever hur'in he wants, whatever hur'in he wishes, because of grabbing your anger. So the number one thing is, when you get angry, grab your anger. Grab your anger and do not release your anger unless it's released for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when I say for the sake of Allah, do not mix what's for the sake of the shaitan and what's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, when someone gets angry, remember Allah. Remember Allah Azza wa Jal. When you get angry, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because your anger is mixed with the shaitan. And we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shaitan will go away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. That if the shaitan touches you, or if the shaitan whispers on you, ask Allah for refuge. Ask Allah for refuge to protect you from the shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearer and all knower. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once saw two companions getting angry from one another. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to those who were around him, by Allah, I know one word. If this man says it, his anger would have been gone away from him. So they said, O Prophet of Allah, what's that word? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim will make the anger go away from him. And realize, my brothers and sisters, when you get angry, when you say subhanallah, you calm down. When you get angry, someone tells you salla an nabi, you calm down. When you get angry, say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, you calm down. But sometimes you don't want to calm down because you want to release your anger. Say, don't tell me anything. I don't want it. People get angry. Say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a treasure from under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A treasure. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We're all in the hands of Allah, and all our strength in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when someone gets angry, remember Allah azza wa jal. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from the shaitan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for refuge from the shaitan ar-rajim. Also, when you get angry, change your position. When you get angry, change your position. If you are standing, sit down. If you are sitting down, lie down. If you are lying down, sit down. If you are sitting down, walk. Change your position. Don't stay in one place. And I'm saying especially to husband and wife. I always give this advice. When a husband and wife get angry from each other, just go to another room. Leave them. And don't let the wife chase him, or don't let the husband chase her, because that's always. When the husband walks away, the wife goes up top and just wants things worse. Or the husband goes up top and starts making things worse. Leave each other. Give each other the space. Change your position. Change your environment. Change the rooms. Change the way you were sitting down. Things will change. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if one of you gets angry and he was standing, sit down. Why? Because when you change your mood, it makes you change, changes your emotions. When you change your mood, it changes the way you were thinking. Just change. If you were standing, sit down. If you're sitting down, lie down. Or walk. Or leave the room. Or leave the environment for 5-10 minutes and come back. Don't go and never come back again. You just make things even worse. Also, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that if someone gets angry, keep quiet. Khalas, keep quiet. Let the talk and the anger inside you. Don't let it outside. Because you must say a word that 100% you're going to regret on. You'll say something that 100% later you're going to regret on. And that's why one of the wise men, he said, by Allah, I control the word before it comes out of my mouth. But once it comes out of my mouth, it controls me. Once it comes out of my mouth, I'm under its control. Before it comes out of my mouth, it's under my control. And one of them also said, I've never regretted on a word that I didn't say. You never regret on a word that you never said. But you always regret on words that you say. So make sure those words don't come out of your mouth. Keep them inside. Don't let the shaitan, you find the shaitan is pushing, and you find the shaitan is just pushing you to say these words, swear, abuse, assault, even sometimes it pushes someone to start even say the kufr wal-iyadu billah. Say this, say that. Keep it inside you. Let it inside you. You're going to regret later on what you said. You'll regret. And you know you're going to regret over what you said. So don't say it. Also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised us a great advice that if someone get angry, make wudu. Make wudu. And that's the best of changing positions. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, anger is from shaitan. And shaitan is created from flame. And what turns off the flame except water? So make wudu. When you get angry, go and make wudu. You'll calm down. You'll relax. You get the anger away. And then you realize, alhamdulillah, I made wudu. And alhamdulillah, I didn't say what I should have not said. Or done what I should have not done. So change your status, change your position, change the position you're in, make wudu. And wudu, of course, is the best of things. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the shaitan flows in the son of Adam, he flows in mankind the way blood flows in you. This is how shaitan flows in you. And the best way to get him out, the shaitan is made out of flame, and what turns off the flame of fire? is water. So I make wudu and turn off that. And remember always that you get angry for the sake of Allah. You get angry for the sake of Allah and be happy for the sake of Allah. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever gives for the sake of Allah and takes for the sake of Allah and gets angry for the sake of Allah and happy for the sake of Allah, he is a true mu'min. Yeah, that's a true mu'min. The true mu'min is the one that gives for the sake of Allah. The true mu'min is the one that takes for the sake of Allah. The true mu'min is the one that gets angry for the sake of Allah. The true mu'min is the one that gets happy for the sake of Allah. Not for the sake of desires, not for the sake of hawa, not for the sake of the nafs, not for the sake of themselves, for the sake of Allah, and only for the sake of Allah, even if it's against me, even if it's against my will, even if it's against my way of thinking, even if it's against my way of doing things, it's done for the sake of Allah. That's what pleases us. So once again, my brothers and sisters, a great advice from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la taghdab, la taghdab, la taghdab. Don't get angry, don't get angry, don't get angry. Allahumma ij'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Inshallah, if any brothers would like to ask question, please ask. Any brothers would like to ask question, please ask. And I use a machine at diesel, so it takes us a while to warm up. Inshallah, we'll wait a bit. If any of the brothers would like to ask us, shout at them. But that's not for the sake of Allah then. Okay, no. For the sake of Allah, if you, for example, the brother's saying, my brother doesn't pray, my sister doesn't pray. What, I call them to pray and I call them to pray, they refuse. Do I shout at them? But go back to your Quran and what the Quran said. اِدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Call to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla with wisdom. Call to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla with wisdom and the right advice. So this is for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's not mix. Sometimes doesn't mean, you know, getting angry when there is something wrong being done, screaming. Okay, get angry inside you, but you implement what Allah orders you to implement. Okay, someone disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jalla, I'll get angry for it, but does not mean my anger, because it's for the sake of Allah, allows me to start doing the action of the shaitan, allows me to start abusing, allows me to start assaulting. And that's where a lot of people are falling into. You know what? This is wrong. And I'm angry for Allah's sake and I could do whatever I want. No, that's wrong. What's worse than your parents telling you to worship another Lord beside Allah? That's the worst ma'asiyah someone can do. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you not to even say uff to them, even if it's a non-believer. Allah azza wa jalla told you be friendly to them, even if they call you for a ma'asiyah. Even if they call you for a ma'asiyah. If it doesn't mean because they called you for a ma'asiyah, you get angry. And because you got angry, because of the haram, it allows you to do what you want to do for being angry. No. If you have to do what Allah wants you to do, not what you want to do and what your desires want you to do. And sometimes shaitan comes into that door. Shaitan, get angry. Look how they called you for that. Get angry. So he could lead you to do a bigger haram. So he could lead you to do a bigger haram. Now, any other question? Naam, akhi. Al-Qatil wal-Maqtul fi Jahannam. There's a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the Muslims. That the Muslim, the killer and the one that's been killed both in the hellfire. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about two Muslims fighting normal fight, not fighting for the sake of, fighting for personal things, fighting for things out of the Islam. And one person is fighting with another one because of personal issues. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one that killed is in the hellfire. So they said, the Prophet Allah, what about the one that's been killed? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because the one that's been killed, he had the intention to kill his brother. For the intention of killing his brother. But when you're talking about the companions that fought against each other, Allahu a'lam, we're not going to get too deep into this topic because it's our duty not to get deep into this topic. You're talking about companions where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him. But the scholars say in that regards, it was ijtihad from both companions. And ijtihad where Ali, he said that the rebels, and in Islam the Khalifa has the rights to fight the rebels. In Islam, the Khalifa has the rights to fight rebels. And Muawiyah looked at it in a different way. So, Allahu A'lam, we're not going to get into that. We'll leave that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in other issues, inshallah, if it comes up, we'll speak about it. Inshallah. Any other question? No. Okay, Allah, what's the punishment of not going? In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no doubt that has fasting, salah are from the pillars of Islam. And not obeying Allah Azza wa Jal or not practicing Hajj or fasting or salah, it's a sin. But talking about fasting and Hajj, it's a sin and it's a major sin. But not every sin that the Prophet ﷺ had mentioned, he said there's a specific punishment for it in the hellfire. It's a sin and there's a punishment for it in the hellfire. What sort of a punishment? Are they going to be hanged by their heads or by their legs? Or are they going to be tortured? Or they... Allahu A'lam, you know. Some sins, some haram, the Prophet ﷺ had mentioned a specific punishment for it. But others he didn't. But it doesn't mean there isn't. There is a punishment, but a specific punishment, Allahu A'lam. But there is a punishment, no doubt. Whatever it is, it's a punishment, and it's not easy in the hellfire. Now, another question. Fadal. Okay, there's a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, 40 days, whoever drinks alcohol, this 40 days, na hasana will be ascended to the heavens. Yeah, and in other words, okay, you pray, your salah is accepted, you fast, your fasting is accepted, but you don't get rewards for it. You don't get rewards for it. It's like, you know, you've got this employee who works for you and he does the job, but you don't pay him. Okay? So same thing. If someone drinks alcohol or wine and does not repent, see? He does not repent. If they repent, then there is no problems with that. But someone that does not repent, then there is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he said that no hasana will be ascended to the heavens. Some scholars measure that on even haram food. Some scholars. And some scholars say, no, it's only restricted to alcohol. But either way, eating haram, it's haram. Eating haram food, which is something that is haram. And what Allah Azza wa Jalla said, al-mayta, or dam, or lahm al-khinzir, which is the dead animal, or the blood, or the pork, it's haram. Or something that's not slaughtered Islamically, it's also haram, and there's a sin for it. But do my hasanat, or does Allah Azza wa Jalla accept my hasanat for the next 40 days from not eating haram? Allahu A'lam. But from alcohol, there's a hadith of that. Okay. If someone gets angry, any action they do for being angry, does it apply all actions? If someone swears at Allah Azza wa Jalla while they're angry, they're in the kufr. If someone does a haram action, they're in the kufr. Even if they divorce, to the majority of scholars, except few minority of the scholars, also, his divorce falls. And all his action applies. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Whoever says la ilaha illallah will enter the paradise. Another hadith, Man qala la ilaha illallah mukhlisan biha dakhala al-jannah. Whoever says la ilaha illallah sincerely from their heart, they'll enter the paradise. Okay? Anyone that does not say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, yani any non-Muslim will never enter the paradise. Okay? But the best of things is someone to end their life with la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, if someone is on their deathbed, then we should encourage them to make their last words, they say, is la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So the last thing they leave from this world is witnessing that there's no God except Allah and Muhammad is messenger. Because that's the key to the paradise. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is the key to paradise. Now, another question? With zakat? Can you pay it towards? It's not, sadaqah jari is one thing, zakat is another thing. No, zakat only, it's got to go to the 8 categories that Allah had mentioned, and the mosque is not one of them. Some scholars say in the West it is, but unless they're in debt. People in debt here, you can pay. Yeah, pay zakat, no problem. Now, any other question? Let's close it. Okay, hello. There is a group of scholars who say that someone that does not pray, even believing in a prayer, he's a kafir. All scholars agree on someone that does not pray, believing that the prayer does not exist as kufr. But where the difference is between the scholars, they say, if someone does not pray, believing that they should pray, but they don't pray because they're lazy of not praying, or they're lazy to pray, some scholars say that kufar, other scholars say them. Regardless to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem orders you to be dutiful to your family, to your parents, even if they're kuffar. So let's say you took the concept of the mashayikh who say that if you don't pray, if your parents don't pray, they're kuffar. Let's say you took that concept. But regardless to that, Allah still forces you to obey, to be dutiful to your parents and obey them what does not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِعِلْمٍ. Someone calling you to kufr, he is worse than someone who's a kafir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if they call you to become a kafir, if they call you to associate another Lord beside me, then obey them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders you to be dutiful and kind and friendly. صَاحِبْهُمَا يعني be friendly to them. Yani that does not give you any excuse under any circumstances in this world for you to be aggressive or harsh or rude or abusive towards your parents. Even if your parents, you took that concept that then pray that kuffar, Allah still forces you to be dutiful towards them. And that's what Islam, this is Islam, this is the Quran and Sunnah. You talk about the Quran and Sunnah, this is the Quran and Sunnah. Beside that, it's not Quran and Sunnah, this is the Quran and Sunnah, is to respect. Quran and Sunnah tells you to respect, not the disrespect. Quran and Sunnah tells you to be nice to people, to be dutiful to others, to be respectful to others. This is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So even though, okay, it still falls under it. Naam, another question. When do you start paying zakat? When you had your first $1,000. When was that? You can't remember. Start from Ramadan. Okay? Make Ramadan is the day that you... Usually, is the when you first time get your nisab in your pocket. That's so. If it's in June, it's in June. If it's in September, September. But most of the people can't remember, then make it Ramadan. Naam. Okay. If you have over $1,000 throughout the year, if you had over $1,000 throughout the year, and that $1,000 never went under $1,000, then you have to pay 2.5% from what you have overall, from all your savings. So, for example, someone like yourself has got 100 grand, pays 2.5% out of it. 2.5%, yani, out of every $1,000, 25. Out of every $10,000, 250. Now, okay, you make someone angry. So this person that got angry because of you, swa Allah, wal'iyadu billah. And then, no, you don't share the sins, no. Okay, maybe you get a sin of making him angry, but you don't share the sin of him doing that. وَلَا تَزِرَ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. They are responsible for the action. Now, wallah, he's exactly like the 50-year-old diesel. يعني, hala, he'd seen. No. Look, if you make someone angry, if you provoke someone, okay, you might get a sin for provoking him, but you don't get a sin for the consequences. No. And of course you're going to get angry, but... Okay, get angry, but yani, I'm talking about... See, once again, the Prophet ﷺ warned us of the consequences of anger. Not anger itself. Sometimes anger itself is praised. If you get angry for the good thing, you know what I mean? Yani, for example, getting angry in a battlefield, that's something you must do. Yani, wallah, someone is smiling in a battlefield, you're not going to get anything out of him. You know what I mean? You need, like for example, on the battlefield, you need hamas, enthusiasm. Enthusiasm only comes with anger. So sometimes it's praised. But it's the consequences of anger. Naam. Okay, ikhwani, just bear with us. Yeah, be with me. Naam. You wanted to ask something?
I already asked.
Naam. Who wants? That's it? We end over here. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you all. This Monday, inshallah, we have a guest speaker, Dr. Ratib Nabilsi. So inshallah, he'll come, speak in Arabic, I'll translate for him. And inshallah, the weeks after that, we'll be talking about Ramadan. So inshallah, give you a bit of awareness and education on Ramadan. Kul aam wa antum bikhair. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept your worship. Subhanakallah, bhamdik, nashadu wa la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.